back up on the other side. But let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. He is the starting running back after a great rookie year for the Green Bay Packers. Jamal Williams joining us here on PTO. Jamal, Matt Peralta, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You're a California guy who's in Minneapolis. You play in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the temperature this morning and what it was like to be outside.
Man, it's nothing new to me now, so it felt pretty good outside. You know, I only needed one jacket, but it wasn't as cold as I thought it was going to be. What is it like?
It was negative six.
Like 10 outside?
It was negative six.
Six? Wow.
Yeah.
look what a year has done to me already. It made me emotionless to the cold.
When you found out you were going to Green Bay, Wisconsin, did that thought pop through your head of, oh my gosh, it's really cold there?
Nah, because I was at Utah, and so, you know, I'm thinking, all right, cold is cold. You know, you used to the snow, you used to all that junk. So you ain't really, you know, worried about it. But when you get there, that's a different story. I never had to put on a beanie because my ears was burning so hard in my life. I never had to put on a beanie just to walk like, not even like 20 steps.
Right.
My ears was burning. My fingers was hurting. I was like, that's a cold day that we had. I don't know what day that was.
But I live in Vegas, so I go to Utah a lot. Like, Provo is cold, but it's not that cold, right? It's not like Green Bay, Wisconsin, right?
It's not Wisconsin cold. It's nowhere near that type of cold.
So have you felt Wisconsin cold in Minneapolis since you've been on the ground? Can you compare it? Is it the same?
Yeah, I would say, you know, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, all these places, all of them, they got the same cold because it's in the same area.
Okay, so I'm trying to stop the NFL,
side,
Jamal.
On the west side is weak.
Right, I'm trying to stop the NFL from going back to cold weather Super Bowls. Do you think I have a chance for doing this? Because I think it's ridiculous that you guys are outside.
We need to put a rule about making air to all the stadiums a dome. Let's make all dome stadiums.
Well, that's true, because you guys play outside. The Vikings at least went ahead and said, fine, we're going to dome up our stadium. You guys still have to go outside and play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they still got – they try to, like, still make it a little cold because they opened the window. Ooh.
Yeah, it's still domed. Yeah, the wind is not bothering you. We're talking to Jamal Williams with the Green Bay Packers. You got a chance late in the year to showcase your abilities and your talents. How did you keep yourself ready for the opportunity that you were presented?
Man, honestly, you just got to stay positive, stay motivated, you know, and remember your chance is coming. Even if you feel like you missed your chance, you still just got to keep playing, keep working hard, because coaches see that. Coaches see when you're working hard, and they'll get you another chance. And once you get your chance, you know, you just got to make the best of that opportunity.
Did you have the, oh, my gosh, I'm in the NFL moment? Was there a play, a game, walking into a locker room? Was there a moment that it all hit you that, oh, my gosh, I'm really playing in the NFL now?
I think it was just when I walked in the locker room, you know, and seeing all the names like Clay and Aaron, you know, Devontae and all them, just seeing all their lockers in there, just being, you know, like I'm in here now, you know, now I just gotta perform, let them know that I could help the team win and get W's.
Tell us about the Packer fan a little bit, because as being a rookie, you come in, I'm sure Packer fans knew all about you, probably more so than things you didn't not even know about your own playing career. But what's it like to play in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Oh, it reminds me of BYU a lot, because the fans are just great. Fans is all Green Bay. They all Green Bay Packers out, you know. So everything Green Bay, the backyard Green Bay, the whole front yard Green Bay, you know, like they do the most for it. But, you know, it's grateful for fans like that because they just care about the game. They'll always be there. I mean, win or lose, they always at the stadium. So, you know, but we want to win for them, you know.
Right.
So they just great fans. They always loyal. They always smiling, happy, you know, and they try to make it. And I say they are soldiers for being in that cold. I've seen too many people with no shirts on after games. And I'm freezing, you know?
You're right.
And I'm running around.
You're running around.
I'm running around. But, you know, they some soldiers, though. They some real soldiers.
You know, you're in kind of enemy territory right now, being in Minneapolis. Any Viking fans recognize you and say anything to you?
Yeah, but with Minnesota, they like they too nice. They nice, you know. They're really nice. They real. Everybody hospitality. They probably might say like I was taking a picture with a Vikings fan. You know, he holding up his thing. We just joking around. You know, but it's really great being out here though. Fans is great. Everybody out here is having a great time. You know, there's no hatred, no rivalries happening. You know, it's the Super Bowl, so
yeah.
Everybody's just having a great time.
Well, you guys played the Eagles this year, and you guys in the preseason, and you guys obviously are a team where Aaron's injury was gigantic to your season. But, you know, when you look at the Super Bowl and look at the Patriots and the Eagles, who do you like? Who has the edge on Sunday in your mind?
I think everybody's going with the Patriots just because they, you know, they just used to this. You know, this ain't nothing new to them. But I feel like for some reason I got a little hunch that, Philly might pull it off. They might pull off the upset. I don't think. Who's up? Patriots is up there as a favorite. I know that for sure.
Yep.
They got to be.
But more and more people like the Eagles. It's been wild to watch and see what's been happening. It's been a lot of people are taking the Eagles. Is that dangerous when a lot of people are on one side?
You would think so, but that's because, you know, a lot of people just don't like the Patriots because, you know, they're just really consistent and successful. They just, you know, a good program, you know?
Right, yeah.
You know, if it was their team, they wouldn't have no problem. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I totally agree. Yeah. And I was talking about it before I came on the air. I'm from Boston, and there's an article out today that says the Patriots, a Patriot fan wants them to lose because they win too much. And I just don't understand that. Like, I don't get how you could sit there and do you want your team to win or not? Like, to cheer for your team to lose doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, when
it's
you
very
watch.
It's weird. Like, people hate when the whole goal is to win. And when you win too much, you know, that's when people just. Because they feel like you're being unfair. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
absolutely.
At the end of the day, it just comes down to consistency, hard work ethic, how much you really want to play. You know, how much you want to win. And Patriots, they show that, you know, they have that type of work ethic too.
Absolutely.
But Packers, we gonna get there, y'all. We've been there before, and, you know, and this taste that we have not being in the Super Bowl, we don't want this taste no more. So next year is gonna be a different story.
Did you see Justin Timberlake's Go Pack Go at the end of his press conference yesterday?
Somebody sent me a Snapchat of him talking, but I didn't even get to see the Go Pack Go.
Yeah, he said Go Pack Go at the end of his press conference yesterday for the halftime entertainment. So there you go. You guys are everywhere. Packer fans are everywhere.
This is exactly why I bought me some TM, because I knew it. This is exactly why I bought some TM, just because of him.
Jamal, I'll get you out of here on this. How does Jamal Williams watch the Super Bowl on Sunday?
At home in the warm weather of California.
Smart man. I'm in Vegas. It's 75 degrees today, bud. I think in California, it's 80 all over the coast in California. So fly safe back to the West Coast and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great day. And
you
enjoy
too.
That Vegas weather, too.
Yeah, we will, man. That's Jamal Williams of the Packers, running back rookie, who had a great year for them late in the season. Came on strong after a bunch of injuries. The whole Packer team was hurt, and he came in. Packer fans are pumped to see what he does coming up in 2018 for Green Bay. All right. We normally start the show with the Hard Four. We'll get that coming up in the next segment, and then we'll talk to Jeff Gordon as we continue with this really fun week of interviews after interviews, big name after big name. It's PTO. ESPN Nation Radio.
This is